We are broadcasting live from the mothership. You are tuned in and listening to Starseed Energy Radio with your host Jonah Bolt. Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in to hear the colors and see the music. Starseed Energy Radio goes live in 3, 2, 1.
Up, Spaceship Earth, thanks for tuning in. You're receiving a live transmission from Starseed Energy Radio, where you can always tune in on Saturday nights from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time to hear the colors and see the music. And I'm your host, Jonah Bull. Today is Saturday, January 12th, 2013. And we are actually doing a live special edition tonight. We're in Davie, Florida. We're live at Dr. Lee Vickers' house, Bodies of Light. We're going to be doing a live on-the-air Bodies of Light in just a minute. Just want to give a shout out again to the amazing support of the fans the last few weeks with Mexico and Cancun and Chichen Itza. It was amazing. The Synthesis 2012 that we took part in for broadcasting interviews had over 20 million viewers on it. So shout out to everyone out there. We have an awesome show for you tonight. Joining us on the show today, we have Dr. Joe Dispenza. He's studied biochemistry at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He also holds a BS degree with an emphasis in neuroscience. Dr. Dispenza also received his doctorate of chiropractic degree of Life University in Atlanta, Georgia. We also have Dr. Kent Mesplay, a regular on the show. Dr. Kent Mesplay believes that sustainability and security, especially with instability in climate, is important to enact policies and behaviors encouraging less consumption. And he's coming on the show tonight. He'll be joining us. He comes on and talks about usually self-stimulating once a month. We also have some Occupy Wall Street updates from Edward Twitchell Hall III. He's joining us on the show tonight as well. He's been doing some amazing work in New York area in the five boroughs. So he's going to be coming on and updating us on that tonight. And we also have Dr. Lee Vickers, of course, coming on and doing the special Bodies of Light. Dr. Lee is an internal machine, the evolution of holistic healing that is happening right now across the world. There's a shift happening, and Dr. Lee is one of the leading people, letting people know how empowered all of us are and showing them how to empower themselves. Most important thing that I say on the show all the time and is very, very important to everyone to know is just how important all of us are. We're all leaders. We're all can take and make change and take action. And that's what it's about. So stick around. We're going to hear some more from Will.i.am, which is modern electronic grooves infused with world music. Phi Sonica is powered by multi-instrumentalist Eric Diaz and flutist Ankufora, which is Will Am I. He'll be joining us next after the next commercial break. So hang on, enjoy some more Will Am I. Right back.
Ryan, could you pull over so I could buy some bottled water?
Sure, Al, but do you still spend money on that stuff?
Well, yeah, why? What do you get?
I stopped buying bottled water a long time ago, man. With this Sachiel filtration bottle, I can filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source.
Yeah? What do you mean? It just looks like a regular sports bottle to me.
It might look like that, but it's much, much more. You see, this 28-ounce water filtration bottle provides the most advanced ionic absorption filtration technology in the world, and it takes out 99.9% of all contaminants, including radiation.
Really? And you could filter 100 gallons of water from any freshwater source on the planet? Wow, that could save me some big bucks. Hey, I could survive a water crisis or a natural disaster with one of those. Where can I get one?
Well, just go to healthonplanetearth.com. That's www.healthonplanetearth.com to order now or for more information.
Time to be self-sustained. The Domain. The Domain is an exclusive community for people with environmental consciousness and self-sustaining spirit. By utilizing wind and sunlight as an abundant and reliable source of renewable energy, and coupled with the strongest structure ever devised, the geodesic dome, this development showcases doing more with less and energy freedom for like-minded families. The Domain Ecovillage features indoor organic gardens, aquaponics and hydroponic systems, sacred geometry design of sacred architecture, water recycling and wastewater treatment systems. To find out more information and to see how you and your family can live off-grid, check out DomainEcoVillage.com. That's www.DomainEcoVillage.com.
A Neo Meditation Cube is laid out according to sacred geometry and contains layers of ether, platinum, gold, silver, copper, or aluminum metals, which carry vibrational frequencies, bringing you in tune with the God consciousness while boosting your glandular and immune system. By meditating 15 minutes a day with our Neo device, you can supercharge the law of attraction while integrating your mind, body, and spirit. So don't waste your valuable time. Join us and learn how to meditate deeply. To order your Neo Meditation Cube, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store.
Soul Nourishing helps you nourish your heart, mind, body, and soul with a variety of holistic health and therapeutic choices that will empower you. Elizabeth Garland is your soul coach, and she will help you resolve inner conflicts, remove toxic patterns, improve communication, and resolve incomplete emotional relationships. Change your life today. Discover joy. Contact Elizabeth Garland at 210-218-2075. That's 210-218-2075. Or for more information, visit her online today at www.soulnourishing.com.
All right, welcome back to the show, and we're joined here live in Davie, Florida, at Dr. Lee Vickers' home with a special Bodies of Light edition. But first, we're joined by Will.i.am, and I also want to give a special shout-out to tonight's broadcast, which is brought to you in part by Crystal Tone Singing Bowls. Check out crystalsingingbowls.com. A shout-out to Paul and Lupito. Those guys are amazing. They're doing great work. We have some crystal bowls actually here with us tonight, and we're going to be playing those in just a little bit. And I think Will can actually grab one right now. Will, why don't you grab one of the crystal bowls, and we're going to do a little crystal bowl tuning to set the tone and attention and just wind that up. Hopefully you guys can hear it. And just to give you a little info on Will.i.am, it's a modern electronic grooves infused with world music. Visonica is powered by multi-instrumentalist Eric Diaz, who unfortunately couldn't join us tonight, and flutist Ann Kufara, a.k.a. Will.i.am. And Visonica has been featured in the New York Times and have performed alongside visionary Alex Gray, The Secret's Michael Beckwith, and frequently featured guest musician, bassist, percussionist Kavana Am of the Maikai Marley Band. So it's awesome, Will.i.am. Thank you for joining us tonight. How are you doing this evening?
Excellent, brother. Life is well.
Well, we're playing some music off your album tonight, which is Starseed Journey. And I think this fits perfectly to what you just experienced down in Chichen Itza, Mexico, where I was and what's going on. But first, let's talk a bit, a little about the music, because that's really what we're going to be playing throughout the show tonight. And
right on.
It's very powerful, the intent, the original world beats you put into it. Talk about, if you can, diffusion and why it's so important to fuse different world beats together and what that does when you hear it and listen to it.
Well, of course, to create music is to express alchemy. So the process of getting deeper into the elements of your creative expression is very helpful, and that's what we, the approach we took with Phisonica, really making sure that the elements that we used and combined represent the concepts and the feelings that we very much support and promote.
Excellent. And, you know, when you hear this type of music, it actually does things, meaning like opens up energies, opens up remembrance. You know, every indigenous tribe had drumming for the beats and the rhythmic tones. Talk a little bit about the importance of that.
Well, the sound healing qualities of what we are creating are very much intuitive based, though in our live performances we do tend to mix in frequency entrainment and other healing modalities that are more specific for the transformation process. Though Starseed Journey was a good medium for us to convert some really intense esoteric knowledge into some fun groovy tunes to meditate or to do yoga to. It's good for relaxating, but at the same time it won't put you to sleep because it's got some rhythm structure.
Absolutely. Awesome. And that's why I have music artists on the show like you, and why I play music like this is because people need to be aware of there's so much more than just reading or watching movies. People can listen to music and tap into this energy that we talk about a lot on the show and what we talk about a lot in the spiritual community. So it's good to know that there's music out there that can also open up these doorways and really transform. And when you're talking about transformation, we just had December 21st happen, 2012. We were down at Chichen Itza. Talk a little bit about your experience down there and the energies. I know that's a lot because I was at your workshop on Tuesday, which was amazing. But tell us a little bit about the energies down there, what you experienced, and what you think we're going into in 2013.
Well, my relationship to that process and that experience began with spiritual agreements created between myself, some brothers and sisters, and the elders approximately 4,000 years ago in previous lifetimes. Coming back for the 21st shift this year was the completion of a long journey that we had begun some time ago, and it was a blessing to have the opportunity to play a key role in such powerful circumstances that do affect everyone in many ways. So going down to the land and participating in Chichen Itza and all of the other sites surrounding that we were connected to was, again, just confirmation that life is not a mundane static process, and in order to access those hidden gems, you have to be in the flow of your highest inspiration, and that inspiration brings you the continuity to make the connections, to reveal the perfection, to enhance the reflection of yourself.
It was an amazing experience to be down there, and such an honor to be down there in Mayan land on the Yucatan.
Indeed.
With all the brothers and sisters. And that's what I've always, everyone I talk to, I'm like, it's great that we're going down there, but it's really an honor to be down there. Even the president himself came to Chichen Itza that day at 5 o'clock, and there's over 55,000 people gathered. So it was quite a gathering. Talk about a little bit about what you see us going into in 2013. There's, you know, it's always hard when we talk about energies and stuff like that. So if you can, talk a little simply about the energies that have shifted and what that means for people in 2013.
Well, first thing I'll say is it's important to realize that a lot of people have a tendency to jump the gun when anything exciting is on its way. So there's a lot of preemptive reaction and perception associated with that point in time. And the truth is that was the point of no return. That was the threshold which seals the deal to the divine prophecy of our humanity, which must now stand and confirm the progress necessary to move forward.
And that's what we talk about on the show, which is very important. What came up for me was sustainability. It's time for people to wake up and know that these energies of zero-point energy, Tesla technology, this stuff exists. And with the right amount of people that are waking up to this and demand that governments and other organizations put this stuff into play is so key. And I think and I hope that this year we make some really big leaps on that, because it's so important.
Indeed. Even if it has to come through the means of a new trendy angle on eco-engineering, that's fine. It's important that we're able to realize that we are so far deep into the layers of our conditioning that it's important not to expect too much too quick, and to really have a path of progress, a disciple plan for what resides ahead, because we're just getting started. The energies are just now beginning to correct themselves on the planet, and we have the opportunity to participate in restoring our global grid through our co-unity efforts and through the dissemination of vibrational energy created from both our own inner self and also tools which represent a new level of living and being. And it most definitely requires a renaissance. So pick your place within the wave, because it's here and it's passing through. And those who don't have the passion and the willingness to surf the intense possibility of their life, then they're going to have to deal with being thrown around by the duality, which is shifting and changing constantly. So it's up to us to stabilize ourselves, to stabilize the grid, to stabilize this earth, to stabilize our living practice, and to begin building up from the right template.
Absolutely. It's so important when we talk about, energies and shifting consciousness. It can be as simple as just enacting some of these new technologies to open up the doorways to sustain ourselves. Can you imagine if everyone on the planet had free energy that can grow their own food, and they didn't have to worry about where their food came from, where their water came from? The shift of consciousness that would happen. I mean, that's what we're trying to do out here, is get this information technology out. And when we talk about the energies of Chichen Itza and that kind of stuff, this is old information we're talking about. It's not like this
Correct.
Is new. You know, the ancients knew how to use this technology.
It was built there so it could do what it does.
Absolutely. And if you can, talk about a little bit about the ancient technologies of the Mayans.
Well, again, the Mayan culture popularized a lot of previous work that civilizations before them had good headway in. So when you talk about the Maya, you also keep in regards the ancient Zapoteca and the Toltecs and the Olmeca, and even before that, the remnants of an advanced civilization that we call Atlantine. So the roots of Mayan knowledge and wizardry is very much a fragment of the Atlantine knowledge which once unified the planet long ago.
And some of the listeners that even hear this, they might be like, oh, Atlantis, oh, that's hogwash, you know, it's something like that never happened. But we had one of the top researchers in the world on just a few weeks ago, and they have found tons of evidence, tons. They found temples down there, buildings, structures, tons of evidence to back it up. So people just need to research it, do your homework, and find the answer.
Yeah, because you got to get out of his story and get with her story so you can get back to the history where things make sense. And we try to put things into limited context of understanding them, but really, to understand Atlantis, you don't need to understand one point in time with one civilization. You need to understand that it's a state of consciousness that we have achieved before as a social complex, and here we are again. Do we hold the grid, or do we pop the lid?
Awesome. Well, thank you again for coming on the show and your music, and we're going to be playing it throughout the night, Starseed Journey. And when we get right back, we're going to be starting with Dr. Lee Vickers. Here's some more Starseed Journey. Right back.
you agree. Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
With that part in this area.
All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio, and I'm sitting here talking to Dr. Lee already on the commercial break here. And just to give you a quick little background on Dr. Lee, he's one of the lead, I would say, motivational speaker authors that is really putting out the truth. The biggest secret that they want to keep from us is just how powerful all of us are. That's the biggest secret. And what Dr. Lee is doing is not only just letting everyone know the good news that that's the truth, but showing you how to harness that power and use
right.
it.
Right. You're literally going to learn how to plug into limitless energy within the core of every atom within you. Bodies of Light, and you can follow me on Twitter at Bodies of Light. You can go to bodiesoflight.net and find out all about it. And this is some information that is going to rock your world. And when I say rock your world, I'm actually letting you know an understatement, because it's not going to just rock your world. It's going to be the most greatest adventure you have ever had in many lifetimes. And when I say many lifetimes, I mean that you've actually been around for a while. Mm. You actually haven't been around just lately or just since you were born. And you
old
might,
souls.
You're an old, well, we're all pretty old. I mean, maybe not in body, but in spiritual form. Mm. And the thing is that I'm going to let you know that 99.9% of any problems that you've ever had have nothing to do with now. Mm. And they have everything to do with your past, the past patterns of past lives, and that these are literally washed away by the amount of light that you flow through your physical body, which washes them away. And just to remind you to go to bodiesoflight.net to check this out. And we're going to do some amazing stuff in just a little bit. What do you think so far?
Awesome. Well, yeah, we'll take a commercial break, and we'll actually do some live on the air walkthroughs for people at home that they can close their eyes, do some deep breathing, and follow along.
Oh, yeah.
And when you talk about this light, a lot of listeners that are listening to the show may not know what we're talking about. Can you explain a little bit, what is light?
I'm going to let you know a secret. And this is the biggest secret throughout the history of religion for the past 2,000 years. And I'm going to let you know this right now.
Let's hear it.
And the thing that you need to know right now is that the kingdom of heaven is only contacted in the now moment. There is no other time to open up to this energy, and is only contacted now. And the thing is that back when they had the Romans that took over the Christian church, they didn't want you to know this. They didn't want the people at the time to know this because they were slaves, or at least a lot of them were. And if they knew that the energy was only contacted now, then they would have had an uprising. So they made people believe that the energy was at some other time, after they were dead, after they were a good slave. And that is a lie. That is a complete and total lie. The only way you're ever going to open up to it is now. And even Christ talked about it. When he would heal people, he would say that the kingdom of heaven is now, is with you now when he healed people. And he also said heaven is like the wind. You can hear it, but you can't see it. It's only contacted now. There is no other time to open up to it. And if anyone has ever told you that it's some other time other than now, it's a complete and total lie. Because now, if you're not opening up now, you're not opening up to the energy.
And when you're talking about like opening up to the energy, energy meaning consciousness flowing with the rhythmic,
it's not
harmonics.
Just, it is consciousness that's flowing through you, but this is the energy that comes from the sun. This is the chi that literally comes from the sun. The energy, but the chi is literally a solar energy from the sun that flows through your eight bodies, and it literally ignites these eight energetic bodies and heals your body in every way. Basically, if you have any health problem, the health problem comes from a lack of chi flowing through your body. And what Bodies of Light does is it opens up that chi in the eight bodies and heals you in every way, and it attracts your best life. And I'm not even going into that because that's a loaded question, which we're going to talk about in a second. But this is going to blow you away, and you should really follow me on Twitter at Bodies of Light. Go to bodiesoflight.net.
Yes,
and
absolutely.
Do the technique you're going to repeat after me, the Universal Edition. But this is going to knock your socks off.
And that's to all the listeners who aren't here in the house, because we're doing a live broadcast live from your house.
Oh, yeah.
And all the listeners at home, just during this next commercial break, take some time, take your shoes off, get comfortable, take some deep breaths. When we come back, we're going to do a live on-the-air Bodies of Light and talk more about these energies and what you can do to supercharge and manifest things in your life.
Yes, the key is that basically it takes this energy to attract your best life in every way. The energy, the light in your physical body is the chi, which is the electromagnet that attracts your best life. Do you want to have a 10-unit best life magnet or a billion unit?
A billion.
And that billion unit magnet attracts more of your best life than a 10-unit magnet. Literally, 100 million times more of your best life showing up every single day when you do Bodies of Light every day.
And that's what we want to do, is charge up our energy, charge up our chi. The more balance and chi we have, the more effective we are in co-creating together the change we want to see in the world.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to do a live over-the-air Bodies of Light activation.
Oh, yeah.
So start deep breathing, dim down the lights, take some deep breaths. Here's some more Starseed Journey. We'll be right back.
Woo.
Listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
It's here, Ormus Water, now available online at the new Starseed Energy Radio online store. Ormus is short for David Hudson's Orbitally Rearranged Monatomic Elements. I take Ormus Water daily and feel a big difference in my energy. Ormus is created from pure organic sea salts and is created through an ancient alchemical process. Ormus Water can help your body back to its original state of health. It helps against fluoride, GMOs, chemtrails, and all other poisons and toxins found in our air and food today. For more information or to order Ormus, go to starseedenergyradio.com/store. Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, now available exclusively to Starseed Energy Radio. I personally take Winfox Herbal Blends every day for my health and endurance. Winfox Herbal Blends have a very high and well-substantiated rate of success with the clients they work with. All the herbs used at Winfox Herbal are grown organically and ethically wild harvested from areas free of contamination. Their guarantee is to use only the purest, most potent, and ecologically sound herbs available in all their formulations. For more information or to order Winfox Organic Herbal Blends, visit starseedenergyradio.com/store.
As the new year approaches, are you ready for more? More health, more vitality, and more well-being. Hi, this is Pastor Ginny, and for 25 years, I spent my life's work teaching people how to achieve more. But in 2010, I got a lesson of my own about RNA drops. I learned that there are millions of gene switches latent in every single cell of my body that are waiting for an activator. I learned that by taking one natural substance, I could begin to activate that power in my genes and achieve the more that I desired. I'd like to share what I discovered with you and offer you a free sample of the product that I've been using for almost 2 years that has created extraordinary results in my life. Go to www.rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call me toll-free at 888-577-3703. That's 888-577-3703. rnafreesample.com. Discover the more that's waiting for you.
Guess what? I just got my own tower garden. You can grow your own organic fruits and vegetables right in your own backyard or on your patio or porch using the new Tower Garden by Juice Plus. It's a new patented vertical aeroponic gardening system that recycles nutrients and water and that will yield you 20 fruits, vegetables, or herbs month after month and year after year. There's no soil, no tilling, and no weeds to deal with. And you can do this in less than 3 square feet of space. Standing only 5 feet high, the Tower Garden comes complete with everything you need to get started. It's easy to assemble and comes with customer support. They're offering this interest-free for 12 simple payments. Please go to Tower Garden Complete for more information. That's www.towergardencomplete.com. Again, that's www.towergardencomplete.com.
Where? All right, welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. We're doing a live broadcast from Dania, Florida at Dr. Lee Vicker's house, Bodies of Light. And we have a good 18-minute segment right here, so I just want to turn it over to you because I want the people and listeners at home or on podcast iTunes, whenever you hear this, it could be a month from now. Close your eyes, take some deep breaths. Dr. Lee, take it away.
Yeah, see, the thing is that you're going to open up limitless energy to heal your organs and attract your best life. Now, where does that energy come from, you might ask? Well, it comes from nowhere to here, right now. There's literally a limitless energy within the core of every atom within you that gets ignited when you do Bodies of Light. And I'm going to show you who's moving the energy around anyway. And there's different editions. And you go check them out. Make sure at bodiesoflight.net, Bodies of Light on Twitter. And the thing is that this is going to rock your world, and you're really going to feel it. You're going to feel it within your body. See, this energy that we're talking about is an energy in your blood. It's literally an electrical charge within your blood. And they've talked about this for thousands of years. And have you ever heard of something called the Holy Grail?
Absolutely.
So the Holy Grail was the cup of Christ, and the Holy Grail was not a sign of the genetics of his lineage. It was a sign of the energy in the blood. People have had a metaphor for this in the churches where they consider the blood and drinking the blood. Well, the thing is it's an electrical charge that you hold onto in your blood that's the chi. And when they talk about the qi or ki in Eastern medicine, in Chinese and Japanese, mm-hmm. the thing is it's a literal electrical charge within your blood and cells. And so we're going to show how this electrical charge works and who's moving it. And when you do bodies of light, what you're doing is you're igniting the blood in your body electrically, and it's literally holding on to that energetic charge. And I'm going to have you do something right now. There's different editions. We're going to do the universal right now. And you're just going to repeat after me. And we're going to see what you feel. And so hold your hands out, look at them, and really notice what your hands look like. Do they look like they're white, or do they see how they feel? Do they feel a little cold, or, you know, what's going on, okay? So now what you're going to do is you're going to repeat after me, and I'm going to have you repeat after me, and we're going to see what happens, okay? So just repeat after me. I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the universe.
Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the universe.
Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the universe.
Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the universe.
Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the universe.
Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the universe.
Now you better be saying this wherever you are. Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the universe.
Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the
universe. Into my hands.
Into my hands.
I direct the light of the universe.
I direct the light of the
universe. Into my hands.
Into my hands.
Now, are you feeling anything in your hands?
Absolutely.
What?
Tinglies.
Tingly.
All my fingers,
so
my palms.
You're feeling tingly, and if people at home are feeling tingly in their hands, they might be wondering what that is. Mm-hmm. And it's not just a figment of their imagination. What this is literally chi or energy in your hands. Would you agree it's increased energy?
Absolutely.
Right. Now, here is the big million-dollar question. Who directed the energy in your hands?
I did.
You did.
That's right.
You see, you directed the energy in your hands. Now, when you bodies of light, you're going to be opening up 44,000 doors. Now, what you just did is you opened up two doors. Now, are you willing to open up 43,998 more doors
Absolutely.
To the light?
Who wouldn't be?
Yeah. See, that's what you're going to do when you do Bodies of Light. And go to bodiesoflight.net and Bodies of Light on Twitter, is you're going to literally feel yourself opening up. And the thing is that you have to say it. See, it's not a belief. This whole idea that happened in the Western world that there was something to believe and you didn't have to do anything, that is a lie. It is not the truth. You literally have to open up to this light and love within you. You got to do it. You have to say it. And the thing is, they've known about this in the East. They've known that they had to say a mantra over and over and over again for it to work. Because it moves energy around your body.
It's a vibration.
It's a vibration. If you look at how they used to do this a long time ago, and we're going to do it. We're going to all do this right now. We're going to do the Om. And I just want you to feel what the Om is. So everyone go, Om.
Om.
Do it right now if you're not doing it. See, the thing is this. That's a vibration. It's opening up energetic pathways within your body. The only thing is that we don't have 8 hours a day for the next 20 years to do it.
That's right.
It takes a long time just vibrating the doors open, because you can sit and do Om for a really long time and you will open up to the light within you. But the thing is that when you do Bodies of Light, you have to say it, because what you're doing is you're opening up these 44,000 doors and you're literally igniting the core of every atom within you. There's literally 8 energetic bodies that this energy goes through. And we're going to give everyone like a really quick lesson on what those 8 energetic bodies are, because those 8 energetic bodies are like a layer cake. See, your body is not just this thing that you touch. Your body is like a layer cake, and it has different layers that come in and in and in and in. And the thing is, you need to move the light through every single layer in order to be healthy, in order to have your best life. And your furthest out layer is called your etheric body. In Eastern thought, they call it the pranamaya kosha, which is chief made of life force. But in English, it's just the furthest out energy field. It's like a cloud of energy around your body, right?
Absolutely.
And it works like this. If you've ever sat there and you felt someone looking at you behind, ooh, is she looking at me from behind? Ooh, I think she likes my butt. Well, the thing is that she was looking. It wasn't my eyes that saw it. So the thing that saw it was my etheric body. It was this energy field behind me that literally felt the person coming in into the energy field. And that feeling was you bumping up against your etheric body. The next body in from that that you're going to clear out when you do bodies of light is called your astral body. And that body is so important. That's like a balloon with a light string, where this balloon, when you come out of body, if you've ever heard of astral travel, you ever heard of that?
Out of body experience.
Yeah. See, when you do a lot of bodies of light, you will find that it's a lot easier to have an out of body experience. And it's like really pleasurable now because you have enough energy in your body to do it. So again, I'm going to make a plug. Go to bodiesoflight.net. You're going to have to learn how to do this. Follow me on Twitter.
You have 120,000 Twitter fans. So
actually, 213,000. I have 100. It keeps going up like every week. I have 132 on Bodies of Light, and you can also follow me at WW3B for the next book called World Web, and that's like 83,000.
Wow.
And the thing is that Bodies of Light is literally the biggest, most vast light working Twitter feed and internet phenomenon on the net. We have a live feed of people talking about the healings and the different things that they're doing all the time. So make sure and follow Bodies of Light. You're going to get hints and things to do on the Twitter feed all the time to show you what to do. You can talk to me back and forth on Twitter. I'm like all about, I'm going to say this real quick. I'm all about Twitter karma, so I'll follow you back. And but that, your astral body, when you're moving the light through that, you're going to really find yourself more at ease, because when your astral body is out of balance, you feel uneasy about life. It's kind of like you kind of feel not in your body, kind of in your body, out of your body, and Bodies of Light's going to balance it out for you. The next part that you're going to learn when you do Bodies of Light, which is literally of integral importance, is your mental body. So any of us who've literally had those things repeating over and over and over and over in your mind, I'm going to let you know something.
Sure.
If it's repeating again and again and again, it is a lie. It's a lie.
Hmm.
If you have something that's going, oh, I got to work, got to work, got to work, it's a lie. It's a lie. Hmm. Or, oh, my God, she cheated me, she cheated me. It's a lie. It's a lie. It's powered by the dark core. And the way you're going to actually wash that away is do bodies of light. And it only takes 13 minutes. So you're going to want to do it. And you repeat after me when you do. And the thing is, that mental body, when you bring the light through it, it literally cleanses away the suffering. It cleanses away the negative thoughts. It literally charges your intuition. It charges your ideas. It charges your ability to write. This is where you derive divine information. And the thing is, they've called this the Akashic Records or the God mind or the global mind. And I'm going to let you know something. When you do Bodies of Light, you plug in, which means you're plugging in to infinite data and information. So if you're working on something really amazing, then you need to do Bodies of Light. The next energetic body in from that is the physical body. And, you know, some people have some issues with their physical body. Some people
Absolutely.
Have heart problems. And those people that have heart problems, I show you some reflexology to actually test to see where in your body you're having problems. And if you're having problems in those areas, I'm going to tell you, you need Bodies of Light. And the thing is, your left thumb is your reflex point to your heart. So what you do is you check, it goes down your left shoulder and left thumb. You take your right hand and take your right thumb and squeeze the base of your left thumb into your palm. So squeeze in there. And I'm going to tell you, if you squeeze into that point in your left palm where your left thumb goes into it and it's tender, that indicates that the person has low heart chi. And if you have low heart chi and you do Bodies of Light, that pain will go away. Why will it go away? Because the energetic system going to your heart, that chi, that area actually opened up.
Wow.
So that's how powerful Bodies of Light is for the heart. And the heart is one of the major organs of the body. Now, the next part of your physical body, which I get into with the reflexology, is your stomach. I can't tell you how many people have stomach problems in the United States. And they have upset stomach. It's the things that they're eating, the toxic chemicals.
Yep.
I'm going to tell you, if you're having to read a long chemical name, don't eat it.
Yeah,
and I'm going to tell you something else. If it has monosodium glutamate in it, it's going to make you fat. Have you heard about the fat mice? The fat mice, you know how they make a mouse fat? Because you can't make a mouse fat naturally. The only way you can make a mouse fat is feed him monosodium glutamate. Or one of those glutamate things, they hide it in the things you eat. And well, what you're going to find is it's a toxin. And when you do Bodies Alive, you're going to notice that it literally cleanses your body. And I'm going to warn you, when you do a lot of Bodies Alive and say it, you're going to get a little diarrhea because it's pulling the toxin out of your body.
Wow.
And so, you like I said, you got to go to BodiesAlive.net. Make sure and repeat after me. Get the book on Amazon. Follow me on Twitter at Bodies Alive. And the thing is that your stomach system is powered by the chi and the energy. And when you do Bodies Alive, it makes all the difference in the world. And the next area we're going to look at is your liver. Now, our livers take a beating, and I'm going to tell you why. Because toxic oils, if you eat fried food, and that food was sitting in the fryer for a lot, like that oil was sitting in a fryer for a long time, it's literally the bonds break. So if you put Kentucky Fried Chicken and you went at 9 p.m., I can guarantee you that oil is old and that those broken bonds are clogging up your liver. And they create a myriad of disease. And it's not just that. Did you know a good oil, like a good olive oil, if it sits around very long, it goes rancid. And even if it was good, but it was old, like I go to these big high-end grocery stores, mm-hmm. and I'll get these really energetically test all these oils, which actually you learn after doing like you learn the chia food. But the thing is that these oils, at one time they were fabulous, but because they're 2 years old and they've gotten old and rancid, it doesn't test good anymore. So even stuff you think's good may not be good. Now when you do Bodies of Light, you're going to actually charge up your body and be able to cleanse your liver. So you drink lots of water, lots of minerals, and it cleanses your liver when you say it. Now, your liver is a filtering organ for your body, and the way you can tell if there's an issue with that is in your right web of your right hand, you squeeze it. So you take your left hand, squeeze into the web between your thumb and forefinger on your right hand, and if that's painful, that's the liver. The people who call that a headache point, the reason they call it a headache point is if you drink a lot and you get a headache, then your right hand will be painful. Okay, that's the liver. So you squeeze that, the headache gets better. But it's really a liver point. So that right hand is your liver gallbladder. Now, the last thing that I like that you learn when you get the Bodies of Life book and you're on Amazon and follow me on that is your right thumb. And your right thumb is called the pancreas point. Now, we are not meant to eat refined sugar. See, our bodies have developed over hundreds of thousands of years. And you know, sugar was like in plants, like fruit and like in these things that were natural that had enzymes.
Yeah.
And so we were meant to digest those because we've evolved to be able to. But all these refined sugars, when you refine them, our body doesn't know what to do. So not only does it cause you to get fat, but it literally causes the pancreas not to work right. Well, if you do a lot of Bodies of Light, it supercharges your pancreas. And it's not that you should be eating bad food. It's not that you should be eating those sugars, but it causes your pancreas to work better and your right thumb. So when you squeeze into the right thumb, into the palm of your hand, like a chicken leg, squeeze in there. If that's painful, it's a sugar weakness. And the thing is, when you do Bodies of Light, the pain goes away. Why does it go away, you ask? It goes away because the pancreas, chi, and energy are working better because when you said Bodies of Light, and like I said, you have to say it. So when you go to the Bodies of Light website, you have to repeat after me. You have to say the words.
Say it out loud.
You've got to say it out loud.
Yes,
I'll tell you why. Because when you say it out loud, you're going to feel all these doorways of energy opening up in your physical body. So that's your physical body. Those four main systems you learn in Bodies of Light, but it's also all the part you can touch. So if you can touch your feet and your legs and your nose and your face, all this is your physical body. Now, the other part that we look at are the chakras. So I'm going to tell you, you have eight chakras. And so we have eight chakras. We're getting the physical body. I guess I need to tell you really quick that you have four lower bodies, which is your every atom, which is the outer band, middle rings, inner band, and core. You're going to open up that as well. Make sure to go to bodiesoflight.net. Make sure to go to Bodies of Light on Twitter. This is going to rock your world. I know you're doing it.
Absolutely. I did your workshop the other night here on a Thursday, and it was amazing. And my friends who came had some profound experiences as well as I did. So check it out, bodiesoflight.net. And Dr. Lee Vickers, thank you again for hosting us
in your
house. Brother, it's been amazing. Woo! We're having fun here. The house is packed. And check out bodiesoflight.net. Follow Dr. Lee Vickers on Twitter. Get the information. Supercharge your light. Here's some more Starseed Journey. We'll be right back after these messages. Thanks a lot, Dr. Lee.
Eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927. MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back to the show. You're listening to Starseed Energy Radio. Thanks again, Dr. Lee Vickers, for coming on. Now we're joined by our next guest, who is none other than Dr. Joe Dispenza. He studied biochemistry at Rutgers University in New Brunswick, New Jersey. He also holds a BS degree with an emphasis in neuroscience. He has taught in over 24 countries on six continents, educating people about the role and function of the human brain. One of the scientists, researchers, and teachers featured in the award-winning film, What the Bleep, one of my favorite films. So I'm really excited to have him on the show. Dr. Joe Dispenza, thank you for coming on the show. How are you this evening?
Very good, thank you, Jonah. How are you?
Doing great, and I love the documentary, What the Bleep. It really opened up my mind to quantum physics and quantum mechanics, which which is really the basis of a lot of the stuff we talk about in the show. But if you can, a little bit, just give a little brief description about how you first got to the point of taking part in What to Believe. What was so exciting for you about what you found out about the developments and stuff that you've worked on with neuroscience?
Well, I think, you know, that this is a time in history where people are beginning to realize that subjective mind has an effect on the objective world. I mean, up until the last 100 years, the mind and matter were never to be, you know, related. And all of a sudden, after Einstein's theories, all of a sudden subjective mind is really having an effect on the way atoms and subatomic particles behave. So if you're observing your life from the same level of mind every day, then you keep waves of possibility collapsing into the same reality called your life. So your personality creates your personal reality, and your personality is made up of how you think, how you act, and how you feel. So the present personality who's listening to the show has created the present personal reality called their life, which means if you want to create a new personal reality, then you got to become somebody else. And I think the biggest challenge is that most people try to create a new personal reality from the same personality, and it doesn't work.
Now, some of the things you're doing now are traveling around and lecturing and talking to people about how powerful really each of us are. And one of the most important things that I think that has been hidden from human history is just how powerful each of us are with manifesting our own realities. Talk about some of the lectures and workshops that you know what people can get out of them.
Well, and again, I think this is a time where people, it's not enough to just know. I think it's a time where people want to know how. And so after people saw What to Bleep or read the first book, they all said the same thing, you know, great information, you know, but how do we do it? How do we actually produce the measurable effects in our lives? So we started teaching these workshops around the world to really demystify the process. And by giving people the simple science to understand how it is possible, then they can begin to apply it to their life. So we've been teaching workshops in, you know, so many different countries, and I'm happy to say that people are really starting to create some pretty profound things in their life as well as their health, and caused the second book to be created and written called Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself, and that's really the how-to. And so our workshops are really about getting down to learning how to do it and beginning to change unwanted patterns.
That's what's so important. It boils down to what you said, is doing the work, really taking control, and going with this flow, this energy, this unified field. You know, there's so many explanations of what it really is, but it's so important for people to realize that they totally control their lives and they can manifest their own reality, which is so powerful to know and really understand that. And that's what you're really bringing to people. So it's amazing work you're doing. And, Joe, we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, we'll talk about some of the upcoming events that you're having in 2013. And also some other things about the book. So hang on right there. We're going to listen to some more Starseed Journey from Will.i.am. And we'll be right back.